You try and get a mortgage on a house, you're telling me a lumper. What? I'm a lumper. Okay, so what do? I unload boats. That's what I do. Okay. How long you been doing that for? I don't know. 20, 25 years? So actually, what do? Well, when the boats come in, I take the fish off the boat. Okay. So how do you get the fish off? I said, I fork the fish. Doesn't that sound perverted? I fork the fish off the boat. That's what I do. I'm a lumper.
That's Steve Lacombe, a New Bedford lumper. Jim Dwyer, head of the Fish Lumpers Union, who has worked the New Bedford docks as a lumper for many years, speaks of the changes he's seen.
The auction would start at 7:20. The end of the auction, we go down, take the scalloper out. We'd be done by, say, 10 o'clock in the morning. Alongside us, the Via Draga. We get off the scallop and we jump right onto the dragger. And perhaps you could get another drag after that. There was so much work in those days. We would have 1 million pounds of fish channeled through the New Bedford public auction. 1 million pounds per day. And everyone was home by 6 o'clock. Now today we're on call 24/7, and a big day is 250,000.
Regulations mean fewer boats catching fewer fish. And for lumpers, it has been tough to sustain a workforce when the work is unpredictable. Steve Lacombe.
It's 24/7. I don't know when I can actually leave the house with the family. And if I do leave the house with the family to do something, like a wedding or whatever, and I get called to work, I'm pretty much obligated, and now I have to leave. Or even to go to a cookout, or go to the beach. Then I'm obligated to leave. I got to pack the whole family and go home. You know, it ruins their day, because I have to go to work.
These challenges are multiplied for Jim, who is responsible for assembling the workforce to offload the boats when they come into port.
To me, my job is a challenge every day. I always get to that point where I'll have a guy from offshore call me and say, Jimmy, I'm coming in 2 o'clock in the morning. Okay, I set that up. Then I have another guy calling saying he's coming in. And we get back to back with maybe 5 or 6 boats, and I'm saying, where am I going to get the manpower? And I don't know. I put the pieces together in a puzzle, and all of a sudden, I got to take the pieces out. I got to shift them around. Then I'll shift the guys around. I'll say, well, we'll have to double up. If it calls for 4 men, I'll put 2 guys on a job, take the other 2 and separate them. And it seems to work out. So far, I haven't told 1 boat. I'm not saying it can't happen. So far, I haven't told 1 boat we can't take its product out.
Like the U.S. Postal Service, fishermen and lumpers work regardless of the weather. Here, Jim Dwyer recalls lumping a boat during the blizzard of 1978.
I got a call. They had a boat down a canal. And the man says, he says, Jimmy, I got the Atlantic Challenger down here. 50,000 pounds of fish. I says, yeah. He says, I need a crew. And I know I can count on it. Then we got into the Coast Guard station there. The utility pole was down. We had to walk the rest of the way in there. Believe it or not, we get the boat out. And that's what lumping's about. The auction was never shut down, the public auction. Rain, snow, sleet. The only thing that stops the boats from going is wind. Yeah. Our trade is the same thing. If the boats are in, the product, that's our job. That's our livelihood. We have to offload the boats.
Voices from the Port is produced by the Working Waterfront Festival with funding from the Massachusetts Foundation for the Humanities. To learn more about the commercial fishing industry, visit New Bedford, America's number 1 port.